One-time Winnebago County District Attorney Joe Paulus admitted to a count of accepting bribes. He also pled guilty to a separate count of lying about the money on his tax returns. After the plea was accepted, Paulus's attorney, Franklin Gimbel, read a statement in which his client admitted his guilt.
I understand that I'm going to prison. I understand that I will be surrendering my right to practice law anywhere in the country. I understand that I will be a convicted felon and carry that stigma for the rest of my life. My lapse of judgment and engaging in the behavior that brought me to court is without any rational justification.
Paulus could spend more than 2.5 years in federal prison. He'll be sentenced on July 22nd. Over the course of 2 years, the FBI says Paulus accepted $48,000 in bribes from a Fox Valley defense attorney. That attorney is Milton Shireland from Neenah. He allegedly paid Paulus parts of his attorney's fees so that his, Shireland's, clients could get reduced sentences. Shireland was also charged in federal court for filing false tax returns. The FBI says Shireland helped in the investigation of Paulus in return for a lenient sentence. The head of the U.S. Justice Department's Public Integrity Section, which coordinated the investigation, is Noel Hillman. He said Paulus was more concerned about money than with the people he was supposed to serve.
Corruption happens everywhere. It derives from a concentration of unchecked power and money. And when you put those things together, certain people fall victim to the temptation. It's unfortunately part of human nature. I don't think there's anything special or unique about Mr. Paulus. I think he simply wanted to supplement his income.
Paulus's time in the judicial hot seat won't fade with the two federal guilty pleas. The state Justice Department is investigating at least 22 Winnebago County cases that have been tainted by bribery. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.